Sudan's prime minister resigned on Sunday, a little over a month after he was ousted in a coup by the country's military and then reinstated. It's the latest blow to the country's tentative but uneven transition to democracy from dictatorship that began 3 years ago. Joining us now from Sudan to discuss the latest is journalist Sanusi Adam. Sanusi, please tell us what happened yesterday. Why did Prime Minister Abdalla Hamdok say he resigned?
Since he was reinstated, Abdalla Hamdok, after the coup on the 25th of October, he met a lot of challenges, which has been the Freedom and Change Coalition not supporting the deal that he signed with General Al-Burhan, and also the resisting committees that are calling to the street every day, not supporting him as well. So he lost the street and the Freedom and Change Coalition. And because of that, he realized that the best way for him to go is to resign and let somebody else deal with these issues.
Do you think that there might have been underestimation of the situation for all the back and forth so far?
Absolutely. I think the reason he accepted the reinstatement and signed that deal, he was foreseeing that maybe by signing this deal, there will be the military will not use force against protesters. He will try to reform the government the way it was meant to be, with a technocratic government that will run this country and lead it to the election. But the fact that no one backed that deal, nobody, not the street or the politicians who are forming the Freedom and Change Coalition, backed up that deal. And then now he finally came to the realization that this is not working, and he submitted his resignation.
And Sanusi, we're talking about a military that's clung to power for a long, long time, and the military doesn't seem to be willing to fully cede that power. That's one of the reasons, one of the main reasons for the recent coup.
Of course. I mean, the military, the RSF and the Sudanese military, this is for them, like they needed to grab this power and stay on this, running this country as long as they can, because by not doing so, that means they're going to be facing charges and possibly indictment for crimes that their forces committed since the breaking of the sitting. The first sitting, and then the coup of the 25th of October, and also all the people who are killed during the recent protests.
What's been the reaction there to his resignation? Have the situation on the streets gotten at least a little bit better, or are demonstrations still continuing?
Absolutely, the demonstrations are continuing. I spoke to a member of a resisting committee about this, and he said it's irrelevant, Hamdok resigning or not. We're calling for a civilian-led government. We're calling for a complete transition to democracy in the country, and there are already being calls for a demonstration on the 4th of January, the 6th of January, the 7th. So the streets are not done yet with this.
Any response from the military?
So far, we don't see anything from the military. I think they're organizing house, expecting, you know, mass demonstrations all over the country. There's still some bridges are still being blocked. The military on high alert in anticipation of a sudden rise on the streets. But so far, there's not been any official comment on the resignation or on the situation in the country.
That's journalist Sanusi Adam. Sanusi, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.